This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has cut short his state visit to Saudi Arabia and decided to return to India today following a terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister was originally scheduled to return today night and now he will reach India early in the morning today. The Prime Minister also skipped the official dinner hosted by Saudi Arabia yesterday in view of the terror incident. Despite a shortened trip, the Prime Minister's visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia yielded several key outcomes. Four important agreements were signed between the two nations during the bilateral engagements. These include an MOU between the Saudi Space Agency and India's Department of Space, an MOU on healthcare cooperation between the Saudi Ministry of Health and India's Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, a pact between the Saudi Arabian Anti-Doping Committee and the National Anti-Doping Agency of India, and a postal cooperation agreement between Saudi Post and India Post. In Jammu and Kashmir, many tourists were injured and several others reportedly killed yesterday when unidentified terrorists attacked a group of tourists in Pahalgam area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district. The attack took place in the Besiran forest area of Pahalgam, around 85 kilometers from Srinagar headquarters. The attack left several tourists injured along with casualties. However, exact number of injured and dead tourists is yet to be confirmed. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the death toll is still being ascertained and will be officially conveyed as the situation becomes clearer. The injured have been admitted to the district medical facility. A joint search operation has been launched by the Indian Army and J&K Police in the general area of Desaran, Pahalgam, Anantnag. J&K government has set a round-the-clock emergency help desk for tourists in Srinagar and Anantnag. The emergency control room at Srinagar is 0194-245-7543, 0194-248-3651. And ADC Srinagar's helpline is 700-60-58623. The district administration Anantnag control room helpline is 0193-222-233-7-77-808-57-59-969-798-25-27 and 600-63-65-245. Union Home Minister Mr. Amit Shah landed in Srinagar yesterday evening and proceeded directly to Raj Bhavan amid a major security clampdown across Jammu and Kashmir following an attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Mr. Amit Shah held a high-level review meeting with senior officials. No details of the meeting is available. Sources said that Mr. Shah is scheduled to visit the site of militant attack in Besiran near Pahalgam today. He will be accompanied by Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. Mr. Shah is also expected to interact with eyewitnesses and visit the hospitals where the injured are being treated. While the official death toll is still being finalized, senior government sources said that 26 people, including two foreign nationals and two local Kashmiris, have lost their lives. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condemned the terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Terming it as shocking and painful, the president said it is a dastardly and inhuman act which must be condemned unequivocally. Prime Minister Modi said those behind this heinous act will be brought to justice and will not be spared. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said their evil agenda will never succeed. He also expressed his condolences to those who have lost their loved ones and prayed for the injured to recover at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that all possible assistance is being provided to those affected. In Jammu and Kashmir, Bandh calls have been announced to protest the killing of tourists in Pahalgam. The Valley Business and Travel Trade Bodies have announced a Kashmir Bandh today in protest against the barbaric killing. Several religious amalgamations have supported the Bandh call. In Jammu region, the Jammu Bandh has also been called by business bodies and cross-section of the society. People from multiple areas across Jammu and Kashmir organized candlelight protests yesterday to express their sympathy with the tourists who were attacked by terrorists in Pahalgam. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 160 runs, Delhi Capitals defeated host Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekanna Stadium in Lucknow last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.